A Moment with Mac. Whatever it is you want out of life, it all comes down to your ability to focus. No one really ever teaches us how to focus other than to say, focus. We are supposed to understand exactly what that means, and maybe, for the most part, we get the gist of what that means. The problem is that focus is like a laser beam. Move a little left or right, add a little fog or some distance, and the laser either misses the target completely or diffuses to such an extent that it acts like a poor flashlight. If focus is where our mind, body, and spirit converge, then doubt, second-guessing, lack of knowledge or effort, the unknown, stress, excuses, and fear are the obstacles that diminish the quality of our laser-like focus. There is a word that best describes what it's like to be caught up by all of these obstacles. It is fixation. Fixation, as defined in the dictionary, is to preoccupy oneself obsessively or attaching oneself to a person, place, or thing in an immature or neurotic fashion. The number one thing that limits our ability to produce the life we want is what we fixate on. Remember, focus is alive and connected to the present. Fixation is stuck and attached to the past or some idea of what the future might hold. For example, if half my thoughts are stuck on some mistake I made a half hour ago in some meeting, how much of my thoughts are free for me to use right now? The obvious answer is only half. Imagine the challenge of producing a desired result with only a half-hearted effort. Whenever you find yourself struggling to produce a result, or you find your internal conversation stuck in the past or some imaginary future, just stop for a second and remind yourself of the target you have to accomplish right now. Refocus your effort on the moment-to-moment tasks that are absolutely essential to succeeding right now. Focused light becomes a laser. Focused thought produces dreams. I'm Mac, and thank you for sharing a moment with me.